Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The world of justice saw another chilling chapter close today, and this one came zipped up in a suitcase that became both a prison and a coffin for Jorge Torres Jr. It was February 24th, 2020, in Winter Park, Florida, when a game of hide-and-seek laced with alcohol and something far darker ended in a crime that would horrify the nation. Sarah Boone, now 47, was handed a life sentence, convicted of second-degree murder. The courtroom drama was visceral, the evidence damning, and the story, almost too twisted to believe, was made more haunting by the words caught on Boone's own phone. The videos speak for themselves. Torres's voice, muffled and desperate, pleads, "I can't fucking breathe." And then Boone, laughing, coldly responds, "That's what you get." The chilling audacity of these words wasn't lost on the jury, nor was Boone's attempt to frame the tragedy as an accident, or worse, as self-defense. But when the prosecutor presented those videos, the case against Boone became almost unassailable. Torres's cries, Boone's laughter, they painted a picture of a night that began in drunken jest and ended in murder. Yet Boone, even in the face of overwhelming evidence, maintained her narrative. She told investigators that Torres willingly climbed into the suitcase, a macabre choice of hiding spot, and that she zipped it shut in what she claimed was playful banter. But playfulness turned to cruelty, and cruelty to death, as Boone recorded her taunts and left him there, trapped and terrified. Her defense argued that her actions were a misguided response to years of alleged abuse at Torres's hands. She called it a moment of reckoning. A conversation she could finally control. But when that suitcase became his tomb, no explanation could justify what came next. Boone went to bed. She left Torres in the suitcase, believing, she said, that he could free himself. By morning, he was dead. And the grim sequence of events that followed, her frantic call to 911, her interviews with police, her eventual arrest, unraveled a tale of love, rage, and fatal mistakes. But those mistakes, prosecutors argued, were no accident. They were the calculated actions of a woman who, in that moment, chose vengeance over compassion. In court, Boone's defense team tried to shift the spotlight onto Torres. They described a toxic relationship marred by domestic abuse. Dr. Julie Harper, a psychologist, testified that Boone's childhood, a strained relationship with her mother, the trauma of losing her father, shaped her into someone who stayed in abusive relationships long past the point of safety. Harper described a power imbalance, between Boone and Torres, painting her as a battered woman acting out of misplaced survival instincts. But the jury wasn't swayed. The videos, Harper admitted, could not be reconciled with Boone's claims of self-defense. They were, as the prosecution argued, the smoking gun. Adding to the drama were the courtroom's quieter, more human moments. Torres's sister, Victoria, stood before the court, her voice cracking as she described the nightmares that still haunt her. "A suitcase," she said. "Something so simple is now so triggering. I can't even close one all the way." Her words cut through the procedural hum of the trial, a stark reminder of the emotional wreckage left in Boone's wake. Boone herself addressed the court before sentencing, offering an apology that felt to many like an excuse. "I'm sorry," she said, claiming that her actions were a desperate response to years of abuse, but her words were undercut by a statement that left the courtroom stunned. "Being in jail," Boone declared, "has been one of the greatest experiences of my life." She described it as a time to reconnect with God, a sanctuary from the chaos of her relationship. If she hoped to elicit sympathy, the attempt fell flat. The judge, unmoved, denied her motion for a new trial and handed down the maximum sentence, life in prison. The decision brought some measure of closure to Torres's family, though the wounds left by his death may never fully heal. "She deserves to rot in jail," Victoria Torres said, her anger and grief raw and unfiltered. And yet, as the case closed, questions lingered. Was Boone a victim turned perpetrator, or had her claims of abuse been a calculated attempt to garner sympathy? And what does justice look like in a case where the line between victim and abuser blurs? For now, the suitcase stands as a dark symbol of everything that went wrong in Sarah Boone and Jorge Torres' relationship, a life snuffed out in a moment of unimaginable cruelty, and a justice system left to make sense of the senseless. While Sarah Boone now faces a lifetime behind bars, the echoes of her crime ripple far beyond the courtroom. For Jorge Torres' family, the pain is not contained by the legal system's final word. His sister Victoria's raw testimony about the unbearable grief and haunting memories offers a glimpse into the devastation left behind. "We wake up every day knowing he begged for his life," she said, her voice trembling but resolute. The image of Torres's desperate struggle to escape a suitcase has become a permanent scar on the family's collective memory, and no sentence, however harsh, can erase it. The case has raised broader societal questions that demand attention. Boone's defense relied heavily on claims of intimate partner violence, allegations she reiterated in court, but the evidence against her painted a conflicting narrative. It's a troubling paradox. How do we, as a society, address allegations of abuse when the alleged victim becomes the perpetrator? Boone's case highlighted the complexities of this issue, leaving legal experts and psychologists to grapple with the implications of her defense. Dr. Julie Harper's testimony about Boone's history of trauma and its psychological impact offered some insight, but also raised eyebrows. Was Boone's behavior the result of untreated trauma? Or did her explanations amount to little more than an attempt to shift blame? And what role did her repeated rejection of help from attorneys play in shaping her fate? These are questions the legal system may never fully resolve, but they linger, casting a long shadow over this tragic case. As the courtroom doors closed on Sarah Boone's trial, one final question remains. Could any intervention, legal, psychological, or otherwise, have prevented Jorge Torres's death? It's a question that haunts not only those who knew and loved Torres, but also a justice system tasked with protecting victims while holding perpetrators accountable. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. And be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed.
in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.